Video: Fan who threw bottle at Browns owner charged with assault, banned for life. By Dylan Gwynn on September 20, 2022. A fan who threw a bottle at Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam in the waning moments of Sunday's home loss to the Jets has been charged with assault by police and banned for life from First Energy Stadium. The incident occurred soon after Jets receiver Garrett Wilson caught the game-winning touchdown pass. Haslam was making his way from the field to the tunnel leading into the stadium's interior when a bottle struck him. Haslam paused to point out the offending fan, identified by police as Jeffrey Miller of Rocky River, Ohio. Multiple officers on scene apparently had to detain Miller as he attempted to leave the stadium. And one wrote the suspect appeared to be intoxicated at the time, Geek News reported. While Miller told investigators he never hit the field, he was arrested and charged with assault, disorderly conduct, and failure to comply. In a statement released to Geek, the Browns highlighted the need to ensure fan and player safety at their events. Fan, player and staff safety is the top priority in our building, and behavior that puts others in danger will not be tolerated. Luckily, no one was harmed in this incident, and as a standard practice, we've cooperated with law enforcement authorities and security. Video footage of the object being thrown is in the appropriate hands. We will have no further comment on this matter. The Browns controlled most of the game on Sunday and seemed poised for a second consecutive win before Jets quarterback Joe Flacco engineered a game-winning drive that saw Ohio State product Garrett Wilson catch a touchdown pass in the back of the end zone. Next, the Browns will head to Pittsburgh to take on the rival Steelers on Thursday Night Football.